That was bitterly cold out there, Magnus. We ran off the field at the end, I couldn't catch us.
In all honesty, it's probably the best conditions we've had up here in Wrighton for quite a while. It's normally a lot colder. I think might have been about 4 or 5 degrees, which is warmer than normal.
It's pretty windy in the first half, and you're against the conditions, but you turned around at half-time with a 13-6 lead. You must have been pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, we were, but we tried to speak to them about not just letting the conditions dictate the game. We needed to try and play and still work hard and not think that the conditions were enough to win us the game.
Just after half-time, though, they got a try pretty quickly in the second half. 13-0, it was game on.
Yeah, it was a pretty soft one, but I think that then really raised them. I think if we had grabbed the initiative at the start, it could have been a different second half, but the fact that they scored a try kept them in it for the next 40 minutes.
It was pretty tight as well, wasn't it? When you got the ball free, you looked like you could move it around, you looked half decent inside, but when it was really tight, it was a battle up there. They had some big lads up front, didn't they?
Yeah, we were quite competitive. We've got a lot missing at the moment, so it's good to get a win here. It's a hard place to come. All the clubs that I've been at have always had difficulty playing right and away. They're a good set of lads, and like you say, they're pretty big and hard up front. So we just try to play it a couple of bumps and then try to get the ball into space. We couldn't do that all the time, but we certainly did create moments in the game where our quicker lads could make a break.
It was a good try to win the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's got some speed, isn't he, yeah. Sam? Sam plays Northumberland under-20s. He's a good kid. He's got some wheels. There's not much he can't do on a rugby field, and I think he's got quite a good future in rugby.
How's this year gone? It hasn't gone so well so far, I guess.
Yeah, we've had to really rebuild the side. We lost a couple of boys to higher teams, which kind of happens when you progress and develop your players. You're always going to lose a couple to the big fish. And then on top of that, we've got about the whole tight five are out injured at the moment, long term. So we're just kind of coping with it. We've been really well. You know, it's been really lucky for us that the club's in a pretty good place, and even though we've got 12 to 15 lads out, we're still putting 4 sides out every single week. So whilst it's hard work at the top, we're really happy with where the club's at, and we've made progress as a whole.
So where are you at next week?
Next week, I can't even remember, is it Stockton? Stockton at home, I'm pretty sure that's who we've got. And they're the similar set of lads to the Wrighton boys, quite tough, quite aggressive, fairly abrasive. Hopefully we can go forward and get some space, we'll be all right. But no doubt I'll get to Monday and I'll find out it's not even Stockton.
Well done, dear.
Cheers.